Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Part 2, Verses 1 through 3 and 7 through 31, The Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Sage Shaunaka said, "The womb of Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was spoiled by the dreadful and invincible Brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama. But Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Supreme Lord. So how was that great Emperor Parikshit, who was highly intelligent and also a great devotee, born in that womb? And how did Parikshit's death take place? And what did he achieve after his death?" O Suta Goswami, we respectfully all want to hear about Maharaj Parikshit, to whom Shukadeva Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge. Please speak on this matter. O son of Bhrigu Shaunaka, when the child Parikshit, the great fighter, was in the womb of his mother Uttara and was suffering from the burning heat of the Brahmastra thrown by Ashwatthama, Parikshit could observe the Supreme Lord coming to him. The Lord was only thumb high, but Krishna was all transcendental. Krishna had a very beautiful, blackish, infallible body, and Krishna wore a dress of lightning yellow and a helmet of blazing gold. Thus, Krishna was seen by child Parikshit. Krishna was enriched with four hands, earrings of molten gold, and eyes blood red with fury. And as Krishna loitered about, Krishna's club constantly encircled him like a shooting star. Krishna was thus engaged in vanquishing the radiation of the Brahmastra, just as the sun evaporates a drop of dew. Krishna was observed by child Parikshit, who thought about who Krishna was. And while thus being observed by Parikshit, the Supreme Lord Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of everyone, and the Protector of the righteous, who stretches in all directions, and who is unlimited by time and space, at once disappeared. Thereupon, when all the good signs of the zodiac gradually evolved, the heir apparent of Pandu, Parikshit, who would be exactly like Pandu in prowess, took birth. King Yudhisthir, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, had the purificatory processes of birth performed. Learned brahmanas headed by Daumya and Kripa recited auspicious hymns. Upon the birth of this son, King Yudhisthir, who knew how, where, and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses, and good food grains to the brahmanas. The learned brahmanas, who were very satisfied with the charities of the king, addressed Yudhisthir as the chief amongst the Purus, informing him that this son was certainly in the line of descent from the Purus. Then the brahmanas spoke, "This spotless son has been restored by the all-powerful and all-pervasive personality of Godhead, Vishnu, in order to oblige you, dear king. This child was saved when he was doomed to be destroyed by an irresistible supernatural weapon. For this reason, this child will be well known in the world as Vishnu Ratha, one who is protected by the personality of Godhead. O most fortunate Yudhishthir, there is no doubt that this child, Parikshit, will become a first-class devotee, qualified with all good qualities. O great souls, will he become as saintly a king, as pious in his very name, and as famous and glorified in his achievements as others who appeared in this great royal family? O son of Pritha Yudhishthir, this child shall be exactly like King Ikshvaku, son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born. And as for following the Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Ram, the personality of Godhead, son of Maharaj Dasharath. And this child will be a munificent donor of charity and the protector of the surrendered, just like the famous King Shibi of the Ushinara country. He will expand the name and fame of his family like Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Amongst great bowmen, this child will be as good as your brother Arjuna. He will be as irresistible as fire and as unsurpassable as the ocean. This child will be as strong as a lion and as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. This child will be like you, his grandfather, or Lord Brahma, in equanimity of mind. He will be munificent like the Lord of Kailas Hill, Shiva. And he will be the resort of everyone, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, who is even the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune. This child will be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna, following in Krishna's footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Runti Deva, and in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. This child will be like Bali Maharaj in patience, a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj, a performer of many Ashwamedha horse sacrifices, and a follower of the old and experienced men. This child will be the father of kings who will be like sages. And for world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and the quarrelsome. After hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a brahmana, he will get himself freed from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of Krishna. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Sri Sukta Goswami then said to the sages of Naimisharanya, "Thus, those who were expert in astrological knowledge and in the performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhishthir about the future history of this child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes." And so, Yudhishthir's son would become famous in the world as Parikshit, the examiner, because he would come to examine all human beings in search after that personality whom he saw before his birth. Thus, Parikshit would come to constantly contemplate him. And as the moon in its waxing fortnight develops day after day, so the royal prince Parikshit very soon developed luxuriantly under the care and full facilities of his guardian grandfathers, the Pandavas. Recorded January 10, 2023, by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Eha Bilashi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Ye Tomara Sharanaloy Taravancha Purna Hoy. Kripa Kori Koro Tari Vrindavana Vasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi. Mora Abhilasha Vilasa Kunje Diovasa. Nayana Eribo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi. E Nivedana Hara Shakira Anugata Koro. Seva Adhikara Diye Koro Nija Dasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi. Dina Krishna Dase Koi Jaina Mora Hoy. Sri Radha Govinda Preme Shadayena Asi. Sri Radha Govinda Preme Shadayena Vasi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. 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 Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Whoever takes shelter of you has his or her wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy upon someone, you make that person a resident of Vrindavan. My desire is that you will also give me residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. For thus within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherder damsels of Braja. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maidservant. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. Yani kani cha papani brahmahatyadi kani cha tani tani pranasyanti pradakshinaha pade pade. When a person circumambulates Srimati Tulsi Devi, all the sins one may have committed are destroyed at every step, even the sin of killing a brahmana.